Republican Representative Charlie Shepard from Riggins says small towns often have a hard time drawing teaching candidates, so they have to think a little differently. Here's his plan.
A school district or charter may develop criteria for a teaching certificate available only to a teacher teaching in that school district or charter school.
A few of the highlights: candidates must have bachelor's degrees in some field. Those who are hired could only climb so far on the state's teacher salary ladder unless they go back to school and complete the same academic work as regular certified teachers. Blake Ude from the Idaho Charter School Network acknowledged it's not an ideal solution, but when districts and small schools are desperate for teachers, it's a way to reach out to retirees and people with experience in other fields who might be interested.
And when the answer is, well, we need you to go through a certification process, and they say, well, I'm 60 years old, and I've got some gas in the tank. I want to do this, but I've got 2 degrees, and it's just not something I can do right now.
But most of the testimony, much of it from educators, criticized the idea. This is Chris Stokes from Eagle, Idaho.
The bill assumes that anyone with a bachelor's degree is somehow qualified to teach children of all ages without training in classroom management, building curriculums, effective discipline methods, adjustment of teaching methods based on the needs of the student, or child development.
Others argue this devalues teachers who are trained in those areas and sends a message that anyone can do what they do. The bill passed out of committee and now heads to the Idaho State House. I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.